Shopify's already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything that you need to sell in person. And with Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that's going to effortlessly unite your in-person and online sales into just one source of truth. You're going to be able to track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. You could connect with customers in-line and online. And Shopify, it's going to help you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns. So we're talking about TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Get hardware that fits your business, take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or you can use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for battle-tested solutions. Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. I say do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/headspace. That's all lowercase. So you're going to go to shopify.com/headspace to take your retail business to the next level today. I'm going to say it one more time. shopify.com/headspace.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow wherever you are. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Hi, my name's Andy, and welcome to Radio Headspace. So it's Tuesday morning. In my inbox, a couple of days back, I was reminded of an old video that was circulating online, probably a couple of years ago. It was called Getting Reared in the Whole Foods Parking Lot. I don't know if you ever saw it. If you live in LA, I think it will have particular resonance, but even if you don't, I think you'll find it funny. Sort of the essence of it was that we kind of live in this strange world where there's lots of emphasis on our inner health, on our mental health, going to yoga and doing meditation and then going and buying healthy foods. And then everyone hops in their cars and is getting very angry and sort of shouting at each other and maybe forgetting the essential qualities that we learn during those different exercises of meditation or yoga, again, whatever it might be. And it reminded me of a story that my teacher used to tell a long time ago. It's called The Patient Yogi. It's about this yogi that went off to meditate in a cave. It's quite far away from the village, but once a day someone would take up, or once a week someone would take food up. One day, a visitor, a stranger, kind of came to the village and he heard about this yogi from the village meditating in the mountains. He's quite inspired. He thought, maybe I'll go and check him out, have a look. And when he got to the cave, the entrance of the cave, looked in and saw this yogi sat in meditation, looking quite serious, and didn't really want to interrupt. So he just sort of coughed a little bit, and yogi didn't open his eyes. And he sort of said very gently, "Can I have a moment?" The yogi sort of opens one eye and closes it again. This visitor feels a bit awkward and says, "Sorry, do you mind if I speak to you?" And the yogi, lets out a sigh and says, "Can't you see? I'm trying to meditate. Please." So the visitor, he turns around, walks away, and then gets a few feet away and thinks, actually, I've climbed all the way up here. I really would like to ask him some questions. So he goes back to the entrance of the cave and says, "Excuse me, I'm really sorry to bother you. I know you're busy, but I've climbed all the way up here. Would you mind if I just asked you a couple of questions?" The yogi, now starting to get increasingly irritated, lets out a really big sigh and says, "Please, just leave me alone. You're bothering me." The visitor felt very embarrassed, quite awkward, walked away again. The yogi closed his eyes, carried on with his meditation. Incidentally, he happened to be practicing something called loving kindness, a meditation designed to make us feel more connected with the world, with the people around us. Anyway, the visitor didn't get too much further, and before he thought, this is probably the only chance I'm ever going to get to ask an experienced yogi like that these questions about my life. I'm going to give it one more try. And this time when he went there, the yogi got so fed up, he jumped up from his seat and chased him out, throwing rocks at him. I mean, that's quite an extreme example. But I do think very often there is a temptation to take on these philosophies, to take on these practices, and then to leave them behind when we stand up, get up, or walk out. There is a temptation to adopt them as part of our identity and yet not really embrace them in the way that we act in our life. And that's really what the Whole Foods parking lot video was talking about. It's so easy to go and kind of be all virtuous in a yoga studio or in a meditation class, and then to hop into the privacy of our own car and start screaming at people on the freeway or in a car park. So I always find that helpful to remember that mindfulness, just broadly, is about so much more than just sitting still or being in a particular posture. It's about our attitude, our intention, and our approach to every single moment in our life. I hope you're able to bring some of that into your day today. Thanks for listening. I look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow.
Hey everyone, it's Rosie. If you're here, I assume you like Radio Headspace. And if you like Radio Headspace, you will love Dear Headspace. Dear Headspace is our weekly talk show featuring every teacher on this show and our wonderful host, Robin. We're answering all of your questions and giving advice on life, relationships, and just about everything else. You can find it on the Headspace app or wherever you listen to podcasts. We hope you'll join us soon.